This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to the Youth Day edition of the show. And as progressive as we continue to be, we are getting into some very, very progressive content. It's now time for the Holland Financial Feature, offering you practical solutions on how you can become financially fit for free. All right, so we are getting into the Holland Financial Literacy Feature. This is an educational campaign that seeks to empower you and I with financial education. At the end of this conversation, this conversation is going to happen. And at the end of it, we're going to be asking you a multiple choice based question on today's topic. So listen very carefully, because that could be standing between you and that 1,500 Rand. But for the conversation today, we are joined by Head of Procurement at Hollard Insure, Mr. Marvin Chesey. He's joining us again. And this week, we're talking about insurance, how it works, and exactly what it is. Good morning, Marvin. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me, and happy Youth Day to you.
Well, happy Youth Day. Happy Youth Day to you, because I mean, thanks for having me.
Can you still qualify as youth?
I'm right at the cusp. I'm 35, so
oh man,
I'm riding this thing out.
Happy final Youth Day to you.
Thank you.
So Marvin, in our previous conversation, we discussed, why we might need insurance. But today I want us to get into what it actually is, because maybe we need it, but we don't understand what it is. What actually is insurance, and how does it work?
Okay, so maybe let's call it this way. I think simply put, insurance is a promise that you buy from an insurance company. And effectively what you're required to do is to pay your premiums over to the insurer. So by paying those premiums, what you're really buying is peace of mind.
Yeah.
And that peace of mind simply says, should you experience a sudden and unforeseen event, if that would result in you suffering a loss,
yeah,
you have an insurance product, which effectively means that you'll be protected. So simply put, just like a pair of shoes,
okay,
it gives you a peace of mind that you'll be covered, protected, and taken care of when these events eventually do take place and you do suffer a financial loss.
So I like that description of insurance as ultimately being a product that provides peace of mind, that we will be protected when something happens, something unforeseen. But how actually does insurance do this? How does it deliver on what, as we pay our premiums each month, how do they then deliver this peace of mind?
Okay, so how insurance actually delivers on this promise is by putting you in the same financial position that you were before the insured event takes place, or compensate you for a loss of life or injury or loss of income.
Mm.
So maybe let's use a simple example of a cell phone. If, let's say, my cell phone is worth 10,000 Rand today,
okay,
and I lose it, what effectively would happen if I lose it tomorrow? The insurance company will say, well, the financial position you enjoyed before that loss was valued at 10,000 Rand, and therefore here's the 10,000 Rand that you have lost, and that's why we have insurance.
So I think perhaps one of the main questions that many people may have around insurance and how it works is actually about, the claiming process. If one goes through this unforeseen circumstances,
sure,
can you give us some insight on how they would do this and what would be required if we go through this claiming process?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the most important question, right?
Yeah.
So maybe let's break it out into just six pieces,
okay,
that just makes it easier. So first thing that needs to happen is there needs to be an insured event. So if we agree that you'll be insured for the loss of the cell phone, that event must actually take place.
Okay.
If you insure your home, for instance, for a flood or a fire, the actual event that's defined in the policy and agreed between you and the insurer must take place.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of that is that you need to report a claim. And this can be done through multiple channels. I've discovered it now more than ever, the use of technology. There's website platforms that you've created, there's WhatsApps, you can walk into a branch, we can phone the insurance company. So that's the second part, where you actually need to notify the insurance company to say, hey, remember that event that we agreed to? If it happens, I'd be compensated by being notified.
Yeah.
It's now taking place.
Okay.
The third part of that is that you'd be required to prove your claim. So say, if you have, and that can happen in multiple ways, depending on the type of product that you have. I mean, we use the example of a cell phone area.
Okay.
The insurance company may say to you, listen, please can you provide us with proof of ownership that cell phone belonged to you? In the event of a life policy, the insurance company will say, provide us with a death certificate to confirm that the event, i.e. death, is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth part for that would effectively be where we agree the loss or where the loss gets adjusted. So effectively the insurance company will say, okay, what loss was suffered can be quantified, can be then agreed with you as the insured, and that will be stipulated in the policy wording.
Okay.
The fifth part is, I think, what is the most important, is understanding what your contribution or your excess is. Mm. And that's effectively the portion of the claim that is not covered. And typically, you know, you have like a 500 rand excess or 1,000 euro, it'll be a percentage piece. So that's why it's always so important to read the policy wording to understand what that piece is. And the last part, which I think is the most important, is the settlement of the claim.
Okay.
So if you think about it, provided that all the five pieces that I've spoken about, you've paid your excess, there's been an event, you've reported it, it's been successfully proven, and you've agreed to say, okay, this is how much I'm going to be covered for. The insurance company will pay out the claim, and that can be done in three ways. If the item is repairable, the insurance company will pay whatever it costs to repair the item. If it's not repairable, the insurance company will replace it or pay you out cash, the equivalent. If you think about my cell phone example earlier, if it's quantified at 10,000 rand, then you pay 10,000 rand minus your excess.
Sure. I love the way you were explaining that. But obviously, my favorite part was number six, where the payout of the claim actually happens. But we have to observe 1 to 5 before.
Sure.
Thank you so much for that. It was really, really helpful. And I think that guide was just too helpful. But I know sometimes, or, you know, something that listeners will be thinking about if they are considering getting their first policy. And that is how actually, you know, how we pay those premiums, because the payment of the premiums is very, very important as well. So what options do we have available for paying our premiums on our insurance policies?
That's a good question. And I think, so for me, there's multiple ways that a policy premium can be paid. And I'll maybe use Hollard as an example.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest for me. I think what we need to first understand is that, like I said earlier on, what you're buying when you buy insurance is the promise and the peace of mind that when life happens, the insurance company will be able to cover you.
Yeah.
Okay? The way in which you pay that is you can use multiple channels. Again, to the Hollard example, you can go to the retail stores. We've got some of our partners, like Pep stores that you can walk into, where the insurers, and I think even our competitors, have a similar setup where you can walk in and pay your premiums.
Yeah.
You can have a store account, you know, like we do in the Jet and Edgar's example, where you do have an account. And when you pay your normal monthly installment, in there, what's included is your insurance portion, or insurance premium, rather. You can set up a debit order facility through your bank, where the bank, where we as the insurance company, will directly debit your bank and be paid your premiums. Or you can have a stop order facility that you can organize where the premiums are deducted from your salary. And obviously, that will be deducted via your HR system. And that obviously gets deducted before the money's paid over to your bank.
Okay.
But as I said, there's multiple options available. What's most important is that I think each of your listeners needs to just make sure that they speak to the insurer to just understand what are the payment facilities that are available. And I think having said that, it's important that and I cannot stress this enough.
Okay.
You cannot, you know, if you have an obligation to, in fact, let's call it a responsibility. As an insured, you have a responsibility to pay your monthly premiums.
Mm.
And that means at an agreed date, you have to be making that agreed payment, because in the event that there is a loss, the insurance company would obviously look to say, well, have you fulfilled your part of the deal, i.e. paying the premium? And if you have done that, then you'll be paid back. Having said that, there are provisions in a number of policies where you can be able to miss a premium up to a month, depending on the type of cover that you have. But in the event that you do suffer a loss, in that period, that we call the grace period, two things may happen depending on how the insurer kind of treats those circumstances. You'd be required to either pay the premiums beforehand, and then the claim is processed or approved, or the insurer may decide to offset the missed portion of the premium against whatever the claim, then final payout is.
Absolutely.
But as I said, in order to understand how that will work with your specific insurer, you just need to reach out to them and just understand what happens in the event that you happen to miss your premiums.
Sure. And we are still doing the Hollard Financial Literacy Feature, which is an educational campaign. Today, we're tackling insurance yet again. We have spoken about what insurance does for us, but today we're talking about how it works and what exactly it is. We just, you know, touched on the different ways in which you can pay your premiums. But also, just before we wrapped up that particular part of the conversation, Mr. Marvin Chesi, who is the head of procurement at Hollard Insure, touched on, you know, some of the options that we might have available in case we are unable to meet those obligations. So, Marvin, what if someone already has an insurance policy and they may even have, you know, the insurance premium as, you know, a need on their budget, but they are no longer able to afford this each and every month? What can we do?
It's a tough one. I think when we find ourselves in a position where we're no longer able to pay those premiums, what often happens is that we resort to the first thing, that's just to cancel the insurance policy and save a bit. Okay. I want to use a practical analogy where you have a 10,000 rand cover and your premium is, let's say, 100 rand.
Okay.
And I want to just explain how deeply the problem of cancelling policies as just the first resort goes. So first of all, you understand, in the event that you lose, let's say, a cell phone, you would need to have 10,000 rand saved somewhere to be able to replace it.
Okay.
And so the first thing is that you firstly recognize this as, I'm struggling and I need to save this 100 rand premium. What happens by cancelling that premium, let's say you cancel the policy and you happen to be in the unfortunate situation of losing that item or cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
First thing is, you not only are you out of pocket by, okay, you saved 100 rand, but you're now out of pocket by an entire 10,000 rand, which in effect puts you in a more vulnerable position. And now you have to sit with the expense, and hopefully, you know, you don't have to sell a kidney to replace the item. But now you have to raise the 10,000 rand to reinstate the item. So what I would recommend is, instead of choosing that as the initial response, is if somebody is struggling to afford their premiums, reach out to your insurance company. I mean, there's multiple options that are available.
Okay.
You can consider reducing your cover. You know, maybe you don't need the item insured for 10,000 rand, and you just reduce it to whatever the amount is. Let's say, simple number sake, you reduce it to 5,000 rand and you pay 50 rand premium.
Mm.
At least you understand that in the event that you do suffer a loss, that you'll be protected to a certain extent.
Sure.
And like I say, you know, in order to make this assessment, you need to have a conversation with the insurance company, explain your circumstances. They'll then present you with the multiple options that are available, and you can make the one that is most suitable for your financial position.
Absolutely. So you work in the insurance industry. Can you give us a few important tips about how insurance works? What are some of the things that are really important to remember when it comes to insurance?
So, there's quite a lot, but I think maybe if I had to break it down to the four most critical ones.
Okay.
And the first thing to understand is that most insurance policies would have a co-payment, or it's called an excess.
Mm.
And that effectively is a portion of the claim that is not covered by the insurance company. That's what you would have to pay in the event that you suffer a loss. So you have to understand, what is this commitment that you're taking on?
Yeah.
And most clients, unfortunately, will choose a high excess because they're chasing a cheaper premium. And that's often at claim stage that things become very complex. The second part, I would say, on an annual basis, just do a quick assessment of your possessions, you know, or your financial needs. If you've gone and you've purchased additional items in your home, just to check your schedule to say, I was last insured for 100,000 rand. I've acquired 50,000 rand's worth of items. Maybe I should adjust my insurance to 150 so that if I do suffer a loss, that I'd be appropriately covered.
Okay.
The other one is that most policies have what we call maximum limits.
Okay.
And let's use an example of a cell phone or portable positions, and other insurance companies will call it the all-risk section, where the policy will say the maximum that we are prepared to pay for that watch, as an example, is 1,000 rand. And you know that the item is worth 5,000 rand. So in the event that you do suffer a loss, and let's say, unfortunately, that given what's played out now, you get robbed and you lose your watch, your phone, and the maximum that you'll be paid will be stipulated in the policy if that item is not specified on the policy.
Yeah.
So when you have a high-value item, it's very important that you then go to the insurance company and say, listen, I have this high-valued item that I would like to specifically insure for its real value.
Mm. Okay.
And the insurance company will assess what that item is. They'll work out what the premium is, advise you of saving, and once you accept them, you'll be covered for the full value of the item. And then lastly, shop around. And by shop around, I'm not saying shop around for the cheapest, because that's often the most expensive campaign stage.
Okay.
I think it's important to just shop around for the best value. And giving clients best decisions and understands what their financial needs are. And it's important just to understand, you know, in the event of a claim, will I be able to afford that excess? You know, is the amount that I've chosen sufficient? And what is insurance company A offering me versus insurance company B? And in doing all of that, then you can come to a decision and say, I believe that the best insurance product for me is X. Just reach out to your friend who broke, and they'll do all that work for you and present you with multiple options. And then you can make decisions to say, I believe what best suits my needs is product A as opposed to product B.
Sure.
And, yeah, to me, like, those are the four kind of top of mind things I would advise anyone to look out for.
Mr. Shezi, Mr. Shezi, thank you so much for that punchline at the end. Not necessarily shopping for the cheapest, but for what gives you the best value. We've definitely learned quite a lot today. Insurance is always such a very human topic, because we all go through it and we all definitely need that peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy your
day. Now, there you have it, man. If you have more questions about Hollard Streetwise Finance or the topic that we're discussing today, which is insurance and what it is and how it works, visit the streetwisefinance.co.za website to ask your question, or just to get, you know, a little bit more financial literacy content, and you get it there for free. When we started this conversation today, I said that, you know, I have an exciting prize of 1,500 Rand. Well, I still have it. All you need to do is answer a multiple choice based question, and that question is based on today's topic. And once you have the answer, I'm going to ask you the question. It's not coming yet, but once you know the answer to the question and you want to send through your answers, what you need to do is find us on WhatsApp. You send the correct answer, your name and the hashtag Hollard, to 0798996226. You can also go onto our website, you click competition, and then you go on to Hollard Financial Literacy Competition. Then you answer the same question, which is multiple choice based, who knows, man, then you could be the one I'm calling next week to give that 1,500 rand to. The terms and conditions are also available on CapricornFM.co.za. So it's time for the question. Today's one is simple. It's a true and false scenario. Just a true and false. So the question today says, the goal of an insurance policy is to put you back in the same financial position that you were before a claim. The question says, the goal of an insurance policy is to put you back in the same financial position that you were before a claim. One is true, two is false. So we need a true or false, your name and the hashtag Hollard in our WhatsApp, or on going to the website, that's capricornfm.co.za. The question says, the goal of an insurance policy is to put you back in the same position, financial position, that you were in before a claim. Now, the question, option one is true and option two is false. So forward your correct answers to our WhatsApp line, that's 0798996226, or log on to capricornfm.co.za. Click on the Hollard Financial Literacy Competition page to enter the competition. T's and C's do apply. Winners will be announced. Well, the winner will be announced next week, Wednesday, on this show. And our next episode is going to be on the 28th of June. And we're going to be discussing the different types of insurance. Make sure not to miss out on that. And if you are about to enter the competition, good luck to you. The Hollard Financial feature on the Tailored Experience, brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's Hottest Frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.